holding, I think, the next part. Some of Lita Marba Bishara Machim. Dover Zed Biro Gamkin, Biro Gamkin, Hachomi, Perikated Marabrin, Leba Shemaimi, Amabirk, Litimoti Terbegasa Ruach. Leba Evela Yam, Litim Tater, Leba Sachon, and Leba Tagori. So, Chazal said in their lesson that people who are Marba Bishara, you won't find her over there. In other words, you find one of them is a midas issue, which is, you know, it's important, but that's one ASIC, and the other one is a issue of not having time, little prayer, or whatever you want to call it. But what does he want in the two things? Secondly, he says, he was asking, but it's obvious also. If a person is busy, he doesn't have time. You know, if we're talking about someone who is not capable of learning because he's busy in his business, so it doesn't require any great. No big chiddush over here. So he says like this. The So he's going to explain the common nekuda between these two inyanim. In other words, both of these nekudas touch on the inyan that Torah is not in gashmi. Kadvorim gashmim shayach dem harochak. Dvorim gashmim is shayach to what's the right word for it? To dimensions of to physical dimensions, including size, closeness, and distance, and so on. Ulefamim hem rechoikim mina adam ad she'efshe lov aleihem. So the pasuk says, if it was a dover gashmi, then reichak would be an appropriate issue. Va'amesh en ateres sikus kach ki bilti gashmis. V'adover bilti gashmi hu korah v'rochik. Hu rochik mitzad malos al yoyna. V'hu korah she'en l'richuk mako. So you're talking about. Let's see if I can give you. Let's give a marshal. You sometimes have. Let's say I tell somebody I wanted to drag in 100 bags of sand into the warehouse. So each bag of sand weighs kaf pounds. My muscles are struggle to drag X amount of sand in an hour. So calculation will tell you exactly how long it'll take. And if it's a lot of bags of sand, and I'm not such a strong person, it takes me a long time. It's not going to take less, it's not going to take more. Let's say somebody, I have this some sort of schmitzik that I have to figure out how to open it up. And I don't know, I have a box, and I'm trying to figure out how to open it up, and I can't figure it out. I can't say it'll take me X amount of time to do it. I can't say it will take me less than that, because Lemaisa, that's exactly what, either I'll know it or I won't know it. It can take 1 second, or it can take forever. There's no real way that I could possibly say what is going to be the time that it'll take, because it's either or. So Lemaisa, in the world of Ruchnis Tikinyonim, how long does it take to become a big tzaddik? I mean, I can tell you how long it'll take to lose weight, to gain weight, to walk. But to become a tzaddik, if I connect to my ruchnistic part, it's instant in a certain sense. If I don't, it's forever. So that's what the pasuk says. It's not learning multiplication tables is I can measure my IQ, I can see how long it'll take, and that's how I'll do it. In Torah, since the connection, the ruchnistic connection, it's not measured in merchak. V'amash, ein aperasichus kach ki bilti gashmis. V'adova bilti gashmi hu kore v'urochik. Urochik mitzad malos al yoyna. V'kore v'hele richuk mokoy. V'lekach ama akotva al atere ka atere zes li nifleis li rechoyke hi mimcha. And that's why the Pasuk says, li nifleis li rechoyke hi klemash, ein la rechik gashmi. It's not something that has a gashmistik emerchik. The Torah pointed, the Torah used two dugmos that demonstrate merchak gashmi. Karachoykim shesh legeshem wa goyva v'oyra ferochiv. Height, length, and breadth. Eilam arachoykim shesh legeshem. U'kineged a goyva oyma leiva shemayimhi. Kineged the goyva it leiva shemayimhi, shua goyva gashmi. U'kineged a oyra ferochiv oma leiva eva leyami. So he picked, there are three dimensions, two on a flat area and one in a three-dimensional area. So the two flat area, Oyoch and Reichiv, are connected to Yam. So that's not shaykh to the world of Yam. And then Goiva is shaykh to the third dimension. In Cain, Hayam, Ulo Oyoch and Reichiv. So the Pasuk is saying that Leiva Shemaimi means Torah does not have Leiva Vayam. Leiva Shemaim means it doesn't have any Gevulus of Merchak, and the Nela it's Korev. There's a Tzad in it that it does not take any time to get to acquire Torah and so on. But to Leima Ke'en LeTorah Richu Gashmi U'mipneize Atzmi Ramez Akosav Shem Torah B'Gasim Ruach. The flip side of it is, so on the one hand, it does not require that amount of time to get into it. But Torah is not in Gasei Ruach. Shema'achas ha'kos v'rotz l'idia, she'en ha'ter rechi gashmi, l'kach ha'ter yihefer Gasei Ruach, shu mizdame she'esh lo ha'goyva l'akoyl. A Gasei Ruach is somebody that thinks that goyva is inherent in everything. Let's talk a little bit about this. Let's take an example. Let's say a person acquires physical goods. Let's go one step deeper. A person eats a lot. So the food that he eats, he expects to show up as weight on his body. He added more physicality to himself. He added another 10 pounds of food, and that's added to his physical claimant. Let's say the person has a lot of nechassim. So he has a lot of physicality. So if the person needed to move, he would have to hire four or five trucks to take everything, because, like it says, he was covered by mikneh. He's heavy with mikneh. The mikneh armed starif to him. That's his physical self and physical possessions. Let's say a person knows a lot. So one deher of knowing a lot is that I translate it into a gashmiistic currency. I know a lot. I'm chashiva. A person who has chshivas atzmi walks slowly and ponders, and there's a certain heaviness about him. Ki'ilu, the person is trying to display, take a look. You know a few blatin baba kama. I know kol ha'tayr kula in my head, and so on and so forth. The person's sense of possession is that it translates into, like, covet b'mikne, he's covet with Torah. So what he's done is he's taken Torah and made it gas. A gas ruach is somebody, I want, please watch out when I walk. I want to push to the front. The person translates those inyanim into inyanim that are physical. And the mela, that's called a gas ruach. And he's neuter like Gashmi, because the sense of knowledge, the sense of knowing, without translating into something more Megushim, that doesn't exist by him. So the person is the etzem of Megushim, and the only world he can relate to is Dvarim Megushamim, and these are things that he kind of, so he transfers them over into a world of Megushim. V'dover ze yadua, ki midas gas ruach mida gashmis, af kein ze goiva mamish, are midose noita lagashmi. So the midah of gas ruach is a midah of gashmi, and that's why the gaiva, we speak of gavus, that a person needs to add something to his height. He kind of, he's inflated. Afke is a good mamash, I mean, doesn't need to gash me. So even though it's not real dimension of, height, the way yam is breadth and width, but it has that element. The year is Hashem Ba'atma Shenika Gasruach. You know, the word gas ruach is really oxymoronic. Ruach is something that doesn't possess gasus. It's refined. And a gas ruach is somebody that takes ruach and makes gasus out of it. And he wants to make money out of it. So he's cheapening it in a terrible, terrible way. he's equating it with money. That's the you know, somebody who once said that psychology is the prostitution of friendship. In other words, the normal person of Haverim, they cheer him up, they listen to him, they give him time. A person doesn't have it, so he pays somebody to sit and to listen to him and to pat him on his back. So it's a certain you're taking friendship and you're making it, you're tracing it to a pair of shoes. So for sitting an hour and listening to you with all your tzaris and saying, oh, yeah, basically I'm earning a pair of shoes. So if I've traded love for a pair of shoes, and that's degrading to the love that I'm trading. Torah is the same thing. If I charge you for a gewaldike chiddush, so one second, I've taken Torah, and I've put it I've made it equivalent to this, that, or the other thing. But even when you're allowed to take money for Shchar B'Tola, I say like this, listen, Rabbi Yisai, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Geizah, Basavtas Ganecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Geizah that after eating from the Eitz HaDaat, everybody, the Zesapech Tan HaLechem, and I would not be punny to sit and learn at the Pasuk Shilas if I don't have Parnassah. So that's Shchar B'Tola is Mutter. But if I say, listen, I mean, I'm a much bigger Paisik than the other guy, and I deserve twice as much. I come up with a lot more Eterim than the other guy. I say a lot funnier drushes. Then I'm translating it into a very coarse language. I was told you over. I had an acquaintance who, as a bocher yet, had an extraordinary need for COVID. It just machinatic. It was something. I can't figure out what it is. A nice chap, but terribly. I mean, anything to do to publish his stuff and this and to get his name here and there. He had to be picked up for a simcha. This was a 21-year-old. Because I once heard him speak years later. I didn't hear, but something to him over. He said, "Shir on this inyan of kavod al mechachamim," and he explained what's the inyan of being mechavod al mechachem. That them is we owe it on chachem and takar satayv. He teaches Torah and it's gevaldik. But since you're not allowed to take, so you should be paying him with money. But you're not allowed to pay him money, so we pay him with COVID. That was his yesite. And I was stunned at how he took his own, what can I tell you, I don't know what to call it, the shortcomings, and put it, and the Torah also thinks like that. But in his mind, you're paying the person with COVID. Anytime you pay a person with money, so you're equating it. And there's a famous word from Chaim Abramsky, very, very sharp word, very nice word. He said, you know, in after Nesana Tekev, you say, Adam Yofa, say Filo Ofa, and Tzel Yavar, and so on and so forth. It's a very moving part, and everybody cries. So he said, Nairish women cry when they say, Adam Yofa, what is it to cry? It's equivalent. You start with the offer and you finish with the offer. He said, "Benafsha yavi lachmoi," that you sell your neshama to bring a piece of bread. You sell off your days and nights to bring a piece of bread. That's something to cry about because it's shavu b'shei neshava. I was once reading. It's a whole long arichos. It was a Lubavitcher chassid, I think, who had become modern. This is going back to the 30s. And he wrote a sefer about somebody who had been a chassid and a chabad and a sort of novel / history, and because of problems with Amuna had gone off and looked for the drachim. One of the stations that he goes to explore is by an old-time Chassidish rabbi, not Lubavitch, but a Ukrainian rabbi, I think the Chernobyl, whatever it was, and he's there and he sees they come in. And they ask, there's a woman who's makshul aledes, and she's terrible pain, and there's a terrible sakana, and the Rebbe should please do something. And the Rebbe takes off his gartel, and he says, put this gartel on the woman, and it'll be okay. But before he gives the gartel, he looks at how much money they put into the pigeon box, and he says, they should be mashlim it to 18 ruble, or whatever it was. It should be 18. And he's trying the this person is trying to think about, and I'll say something. If the Rebbe is lemaila mina teva, and the gadol can be mechol nisim and eflos, then what does it mean that he sells it, that he rents it out for money? I mean, if this is better than yikarim mipinim, so why is it being sold and rented for 18 ruble? Like the back end, the equation of it was something that bothered him terribly. And that's the reason why if a person, you know, it's a tough calling for. I mean, the people listening are in Kodesh, some work in Kodesh, some aren't in Kodesh. You know, on the one hand, when somebody works in these inyanim, you feel a lot of times people take advantage. You know, when they go to a psychologist, they take 2 hours of time, they pay a lot of money. When they go to a Rav, they expect to get something yet. They expect to be helped also. And Ma'irach Gisa, but if the signin of Rabbanis and Taira were signin of, you know, it's money for time and you pay by it, then you bring it down to that level. It's mamish. The ideal is where a person has his own parnasa from wherever it is, k'dei mechiyosei, and whatever he does in ruchnias is kulei, because I'm a mashpia, and that's my job, and that's my kaychis, and it's not, you know, and money's not going to buy it. It's not something that is motzei shayach, but I'm talking about the theory, the understanding. The Velt understands that you shouldn't take money from it because pay is not good enough. It's like, you know, it's not really economic. You know, you're not producing shoes, and that's why nobody should give you a coat for it. That's the way the Velt understands it, the modern world, that it's machmas p'chisusoy, that it's not worth to give even a few dollars for a loaf of bread. But the truth is, it's machmas k'vayda shal tera. What do you mean you're paying for it? There is no money you can pay for it. It's because mani b'chinotata b'chinotata is mashpia, and I'm a mashpia. But money is not going to buy it, and money can't be equated to it, and it has no value. So he says that they speak about both of these inyanim. So the special inyan of Gaiva, like it says, Torah goes to Makom Namuch and Moshe Yonim Mikolodom, and all of those inyanim that Chazal speak about why Gaiva is Hepach Torah. And the best example is, if Moshe Rabbeinu is the Noisna Torah, so the Torah obviously considers him to be the paradigm of what ought to be Torah and so on. So it's Bal Korchach going to be included. It's Bal Korchach that Torah is going to have in itself the Maila of, you know, of being something that's Kuli Ruchni. The anybody who's a guy who's a Bal Gaiva is Bal Korcha being Taifis Taira as a Dover Shal Yesh. Just like I can, if I play piano extremely well, I show off because it's considered to be part of my, it's the things that I have. I have a great talent for piano and I have the ability to play it beautifully and so on. So it's part of the haves of the world. And if a person deheres Torah like that, then it's not Torah. Whatever he's dehering that can be translated into covet is not Torah. On the other hand, the person who's the onuf, Torah is not nitfas to the chelik of his mitzias that can be translated into inflating anything. It just like physically, even if I know a lot, my head doesn't get thicker. If I eat a lot, my stomach gets bigger. There's no two ways about it. If I'm misadding, my physically, if I become bigger, nicer, whatever it is. If I learn a lot, it's interesting. Somehow it's very hard to tell these things, but they associate more tzura on the brain with better seichel and more yedias rather than more brain. The physical size of the brain is not important. It's rather the tzura of it, the whorls and so on. That's if it's Torah, then no matter how much of I have, there's no way to be mitzaref it to my emotional shir kaima. Sorry, and if a person does do it, they're not shy to it. V'zomru kan kolayamar b'b'skayr machkim. So he says over here that that marbe mischeira is not. Let's talk about this a little bit also. Obviously, if you're spending your time, working, dealing, you don't have the time to learn. So the mechusas man sheboy, that a person who is busy with something else that they learn, that the Tana doesn't need to tell us that. What he's saying is that a sachronim are people. Seicha b'derech klal is teifes things mitzad the shitri sheboy. In other words, he's kol involved. B'derech klal, a good seicha has no zitzleish. He's all over the place. And he's constantly moving bits and pieces back and forth. A deeper thought, the hamaka, is usually mimene v'hola. It's not, you know, there's a sharpness in business. He's quick to chop and so on. But a tifa de hair is not, business. Business deals with, moving things from place to place, from person to person. It's something which deals with dimensions of aruch and roichav. And therefore, a person with a tchunas hanefesh of a seicher, so a person who's mitzias a seichedik, is not going to have tar either. Because both those mitzias are mitzias that are very tied to a gash mystical world. So the person who is, so those two things are have in common, the gas ruach and the sachronim, that their teva is a teva that is not noita to Torah as a davar ruchni. They both have a problem with ruchni stikinyanim. One, because he makes gas ruach, he makes it the things that are coarse and physical by that, by dint of that. And the other person is a person that his mitzias that he perceives as a real mitzias is the things that have dimensions. One of the reasons a person who is a seicher by nature has a problem with analyzing things that don't have an immediate nafkemina. He wants to know halachas, tell me what to do, Rebbe, and tell me how to do it, and I did it. A reintracht and a reinklere, it's not something that's not something that he doesn't know what's the point of it. I remember Reb Nachum used to, when somebody asked a question that wasn't lumdish, in other words, it dealt with the pratim that were really irrelevant, or a person with that zugang, the description of somebody who's not a lumdin was, it is a praktischer bocher, practical. In other words, you're dealing with things. So this thing, that thing, the other thing, there's no, that's for a businessman, that's a very good quality. He's always looking for tachlis. For Torah, that's a problem. So these two inyanim are inyanim that mitzad the gisha nafshis, mitzad the pneumatic approach to inyanim, it's not conducive to learning. You don't find Torah. And the Torah is admired in Leimei Vayam and V'loi Bashamayim, because both of them are tchunas and nefesh that are a counter to tchunas of Torah. Any questions?
We talk about Leimei Vayam and Nekuda of a Seicha, so that sounds like more Nekuda in the Teva of a person. That's his Metzius.
Yes, it's two things. It's a Nekuda in a person. Yes, a person have different Tivim, as is Gas of the Ruach also. Some people are noted to Gas of not. But it's also, a person can work on himself, and a person can say to himself, okay, let's prioritize. There's this and that and the other and that. are they important, necessary? Do they outweigh the need of sitting on this? Let's think about this. You know, a person can, to a degree, be mechanic himself. Certainly, at some point, he reaches down to his tether, and you know, and there are people that business is natural for them, and that's where they'll go. But each person, kifiyakor, can do it. You know, can get a shtickle more. Let's call it periodica personality to himself.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things. First of all, if we're saying that it's a p'chisus in the maimed of Torah, that there should be any type of tachlif gashmi for it, the whole musik of schar batala always, I always had very shver that, you know, bimkoim, you know, for the, you know, instead of learning now, I could have been, I'm bottle me malachti, I could have been doing something else, you're not actually paying me for the Torah Shabbai, but just the fact that I could have done some Dover Gashmi Bim Krim the Torah. I don't really understand that. A and B, why Bechlal is there a Havamina that the Torah is something Megushim that I need these Psukim and these this Chazal to come La Fuke? I mean, the, you know, the Torah don't
because
do
it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just, what's the...
Okay, so as far as the first one is concerned, the first Shaila, I describe that Tola means a person has to support himself with nigzer love. It was nigzer love, the zetzbech mechalechem. You can't, but if everybody's basic, zetzbech mechalechem, peri matelea. So I need to take care of that zetzbech, that's the schar batola. For the hours that I can't be makdish to my tzrochim, and you can't, and everything has tzrochim, someone will have to supply it.
So why does that have to, why can't we just be straight about it? I mean, it's not shaykh for me to sustain myself
right,
without
very
something.
Simple. Because if I start charging money to the erki, I'm very, very cautious. I command $1,000 a shear. So then what I'm doing is I'm giving a price to the Torah. Instead of saying, listen, what you should have been doing was to be baking pizza. What you should have been doing is what you should have done is this. Let's take away the isuk of Derech Eretz and allow you to be isuk in Lech HaShemayim. Like Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi didn't get paid kifi erkom, they got paid a standard amount, you know, one tenth of Klal Yisrael's production, which is the appropriate amount. The second point is, it is a big chilek because two reasons. In inyanim of this world, people do use chacham like that. People write books and command fees for lectures and are very smug with themselves and show off and so on. In the Welt, it is transferred like that. Money is what counts. The question is, how much is it worth? There was a nice, I actually saw it printed recently. Reb Aaron Kotler was somewhere together where there was a convention of American of modern rabbis. In those days, they were not terribly big Tomei Chachamim. And he was invited to speak. And Reb Aaron was not a very diplomatic person. He spoke as he saw things, and the takeoff of his drasha was that being a rav is not a person of Torah. And Rabbanim have a chiyuv of Eitzim Torah, not less than a balabas. So after he finished, one of the listeners was not terribly pleased with it. Came over to, I think it was Weisberg who was driving him, and said, "Can I ask you how much Rabbi Kotler makes a year?" He told me he takes about $4,000. He said, "Does he realize he's speaking to rabbis who make $35,000 a year? The chutzpah of a $4,000 a year rabbi to give musa to a $35,000 a year rabbi?" I heard a slightly different version of it, the same story, that he asked him how much money he's able to collect in an appeal, and they were able to collect a lot more, so they're a lot chesher. But either one means that the salary measures the chesivus of the rav, the greatness of the rav. That's how we think about it. And the Torah is afkar from that.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay.
Good. Shabbos.
Shabbos cultive.
Shabbos cultive.